Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2180, recorded on Thursday the 21st of July 2022, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. James McGarry is here with me, and together we will bring you local news stories, topical letters and online comment, information desk and two features. The first is our regular local history feature, provided by Richard Matthew, who will be telling us about William Kemp, who danced from London to Norwich. Our second feature looks at the history of the Debenhams building in Norwich. So we begin with our first batch of news stories. The very, very warm weather has seen shops and bars close for a few days. Roads have melted and sales of paddling pools and fans have been huge. A couple are left with nothing after fire destroys their home. A warning from the fire service about litter starting fires and comment from a climate change expert who says the planet is heating up faster than expected. There was some fun to be had, though, with people enjoying cooling off in the water. In other news, there are fears that the city will lose 1 in 10 pubs by 2030.
A couple have been left with only the clothes they're standing in after a fire ripped through their home, destroying their possessions and killing their beloved cats. David Carver, 67, was working his morning delivery shift at Sproston Garden Centre when he received a call that his Ashman Hall home was on fire. Mr. Carver and his wife Trudy, 58, raced back and watched their home billow black smoke as neighbours tearfully told them their beloved cats, Phoebe and Treasure, were inside. The Carvers had lived in the house since 2000, adding it was filled with memories and irreplaceable photographs. Mr. Carver said, "We have lost everything. Our beautiful cats, every bit of scrap and paper, our lives, just gone." The Carvers have insurance for their home and have been blown away by the help they have received from friends and the public. Mr. Carver said, "We had to go to a charity shop in Wroxham to buy clothes on Wednesday morning. When they realised what had happened, the staff wouldn't let us pay. My boss also contacted me straight away to make sure I was okay and see if I needed anything. The company is going to support me while I get back on my feet. The kindness of everyone really has been overwhelming." Paul Marlowe, Sproston Garden Centre manager, said, "We have such a close-knit team and David is so well-liked and respected by both staff and customers. The business has started a collection to help Mr. and Mrs. Carver and to start again when they are able. There is also a Just Giving page to help not only the Carvers, but also their neighbour, Keith Grant, who also lost his house in the fire.
Families and friends took to the water after it became hot in the city amid heatwave conditions. At Whittlingham Broad in Trouse on the edge of Norwich, children had fun on paddleboards and parents and youngsters enjoyed canoeing on the tranquil beauty spot. Away from the water, visitors stuck to the shady areas in the country park. Among the people enjoying the natural haven were artists taking part in Paint Out Norwich, which encourages creatives to get inspired by the city's surroundings. But it appeared people heeded medical advice, including avoiding the sun at the hottest time of the day. At Earlham Park near the University of East Anglia, lots of children and dogs were enjoying the shallow water of the River Yare. Many other visitors were enjoying sunbathing, playing frisbee and football.
Little outs ditching their trash in open spaces may have an even more devastating effect than usual given the warm weather. A warning has been issued to city folk after the number of fires reported in open spaces soared during the hot weather. It comes as Norfolk Fire Service tackled 54 blazes over just 2 days earlier in the week. The warm temperatures have caused a rare amber weather warning issued by the Met Office for extreme heat at the end of the week. Tony White, head of prevention at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, said, "Fires can be caused accidentally by something as simple as throwing a cigarette from a car window or leaving a glass bottle on the ground. So please dispose of your litter responsibly. Sadly, some fires are started deliberately, and this puts not only firefighters' lives at risk, but also the lives of everyone in the local community. Everyone is asked to be alert for anyone starting a fire deliberately. Any suspicious behaviour should be reported to the police immediately. If you are holidaying or relaxing anywhere in Norfolk, whether camping, caravanning or enjoying the countryside, you need to think about your fire safety and the safety of your family. Please enjoy Norfolk safely." The fire service tweeted on Monday urging people not to light barbecues, bonfires and campfires on dry grass or in woodlands, or the hot and dry weather means the risk of large fires is extremely high.
Families escaped the scorching temperatures by running through a field of foam to help children receiving vital hospice care. Children and parents ran, walked, jumped, toddled and danced through the 2.5k or 5k bubble rush course in Earlham Park, Norwich, for East Anglia's children's hospices each. One of the highlights on the hot sunny day was being able to run through a 4 foot deep bubble bath. People taking part in the sold out event also ran past cannons which pumped out blue foam. Each supports children with life threatening conditions as well as their families, and the bubble rush is one of many fundraisers for the organisation. It has three hospices, including one in Norfolk called The Nook in Piggott Lane, Framingham Earle. The Nook was officially opened by the Duchess of Cambridge, who is royal patron of each, in November 2019, and the £10 million hospice replaced the charity's former Quiddenham base.
A scientist has warned the brutal fires which have battered the country in the past 48 hours are here to stay if urgent action isn't taken. Dr. Charlie Gardner, an associate lecturer in conservation science at the University of Kent, said he never thought he'd see the day when so much of the UK was on fire. It comes after the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service declared a major incident after being called out to more than 70 reports in a single day. Dr. Gardner, who is currently studying for a master's degree in non-fiction writing at the University of East Anglia, added, "It's been brutal. We're seeing temperatures that are smashing all records. This country has simply never been this hot before in all of human history. It's extraordinary." The 43-year-old climate change expert, who has studied the subject for the past 17 years, added, "The pace of change we're experiencing has surprised a lot of scientists. It's happening faster than models predicted, and it's in lots of ways as well. Storms, heat and flooding are getting worse. This is all happening faster than we predicted." He continued, "But we've been talking about this for 40 years. Governments agreed to start addressing this issue 30 years ago in 1992, so we can't say that we've been taken by surprise." Dr. Gardner is one of a team of scientists touring 20 towns and cities this summer to talk about the climate crisis. Dr. Gardner, who was based in Madagascar for 10 years, from 2005, while working for the World Wildlife Fund, added, "We really do need to wake up as a society."
Staff at the region's largest hospital have been allowed to wear shorts as part of a relaxation of its uniform policy to cope with the heatwave. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has adapted its staff uniform policy in response to soaring temperatures. The changes see workers permitted to wear tailored shorts and ditch tights if they are part of their uniform in an effort to keep cool in the workplace. It is part of a raft of measures being brought in at the hospital to help patients and staff cope with the heat. This includes keeping windows that are exposed to the sun closed during the day and open at night, closing blinds and turning off non-essential lights and electrical equipment. The plan also includes extra refreshment rounds and the offering of cold drinks, and to monitor the fluid intake of at-risk individuals, as well as recommending cold foods and foods with high water content.
Droves of beloved city boozers will close in the next decade, experts have warned. Cost of living pressures, soaring utility bills and a change in people's habits are among the factors threatening watering holes, said Richard Dixon of the Norwich and District Branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA. He added, "I don't see the decline of pubs going. I see more closing." He was echoed by Dawn Hopkins, landlady at the Rose Inn. She said, "My water bills have gone up 150% and the cost of beer has gone up from 10 to 15%. It's scary. I'm hopeful Norwich pubs can hang on, but it's not going to be easy."